You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
C'est terminé sur un dernier passing shot exceptionnel.
The French Open on In Play Radio.
Yes, hello and welcome along to the Daily French Open podcast from William Hill. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio to look ahead to some of the matches on Tuesday and Wednesday by Mr. Dave Kellner. How are you, Dave?
I'm very well, thank you. Good. I get the feeling with this that sort of bed just playing in the background, you're trying to seduce me.
Yeah. It is a terribly seductive track.
It is a seductive track. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the French Open immensely. I've been watched a little bit of it on Sunday. Yesterday, bank holiday Monday, I was on racing, so I didn't get to catch much of it, but read the reports of Andy Murray's win, and apparently he was mightily impressive, as you would expect him to be in the first round of the event. I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks, Mark.
Yeah. We're going to look at some of the men's matches, so we might as well just have a quick chat about the men's competition. You spoke to Nick Lester earlier on in the week. I'm sure you've got opinions of your own as well.
Yeah.
Who do you think wins it at this point?
I think Rafael Nadal's the value. I'd be going against Nick Lester because he expects Novak Djokovic to come through from the top half of that draw. But the way I see it is Rafael Nadal has only ever been beaten once at the French Open in 10 years.
Yeah.
That was by Robin Söderling. He's won 9 of the last 10. I just think you can't possibly... I mean, he's around about a 5-1 shot. I'll just get the latest price for Rafael Nadal to win the French Open. But I just think at that sort of price, you can't possibly ignore his chance. For some reason, we're not betting on the outright at time of recording, but
yeah.
He's around about a 5-1 shot anyway, Rafael Nadal. And I think you've got to respect him, and he'll meet Novak Djokovic in the quarterfinal. If he comes through the first couple of rounds unscathed and looks good, he can beat Djokovic on this surface. We've seen in the past that he can. So I thought he was the value in the market. But Djokovic, obviously, the man to beat, given his incredible record in the lead-up to this event. 7 of the, in inverted commas, big tournaments he's won in a row, Novak Djokovic. So it's incredible, the run that he's on at the moment. But I'd be going with Nadal at the prices.
Yeah, it's quite phenomenal, really, in a way, because I've read articles this week about Rafael Nadal having to prove himself this week.
Yes.
And it's like, prove himself at the French Open. He's got a ridiculous record there. He doesn't need to prove anything.
No, and you've got to remember, coming into last year's competition, he'd been beaten by Nicolas Almagro. Djokovic had beat him in the lead-up. I think this time around, though, it's the manner of those defeats. Yeah. Andy Murray beat him in Madrid, comprehensively winning 6-3, 6-2. Fabio Fognini, who we'll come on to in a little bit, he beat him 6-4, 7-6 in Barcelona. And Stan Wawrinka in Rome beat him 7-6, 6-2. So Nadal's had problems converting break points in this run recently. I think in his last 5 matches, he's only converted 20% of his breakpoint opportunities. So he's creating the chances, just not taking them. And that's a concern with Nadal, because he's been one of the best in the game historically, especially on this surface, of really stamping on his opponent's throat when he's had the opportunity. It's not quite happening in the lead-up. You're allowed to do that. Street tennis.
Yeah.
It's not quite happened for him, but this is his surface. This is his event. He's owned Roland Garros in his career ever since he stepped onto court as a 17-year-old here in Paris. And I think he's the value to win the event still.
Okay, let's get stuck into the matches then. We're going to look at one match on Tuesday and a couple on Wednesday. So starting with Tuesday's game that you like the look of, Grigor Dimitrov against Jack Sock. 2-7 for Dimitrov. Sock is 5-2. So quite lopsided in the betting there, Dave. Do you agree with that?
I don't. I think Grigor Dimitrov is maybe being slightly overrated in the betting there at 2-7. A lot of people will, if you're not aware of Grigor Dimitrov, Bulgarian player who is very, very strong from the back of the court, got a great serve as well. And many people will remember him knocking Andy Murray out at Wimbledon last year in that quarterfinal match where he beat him in straight sets. Everyone was thinking Murray could go on and win that tournament, and Dimitrov came out and played an unbelievable match to beat him in straight sets. Got a fantastic serve, Dimitrov, but this is not his favoured surface, in my opinion. he's been slightly disappointing this season as well. You look at his results ever since Andy Murray gained revenge at the Australian Open back in January. Murray won that round of 16 match in four sets. Ever since then, Dimitrov's level dipped significantly from what we'd seen in 2014. Gilles Muller beat him in Rotterdam. Ryan Harrison beat him in Acapulco. Got beaten by Tommy Robredo and John Isner on the hard courts as well. So in those matches, immediately after the Australian Open defeat, he lost in the second round in his next four events. Admittedly, his play on the clay has been slightly stronger, and it looks like he's coming out of that mini slump. Got to the quarterfinals in Monte Carlo, got to the quarterfinals in Madrid before being knocked out by Rafael Nadal, and a couple of weeks ago in Rome, got through to the second round, but Fabio Fognini, who's a fantastic exponent on this surface, beat him in straight sets. I just think he's underpriced against what I consider to be one of the most inspiring Americans on the circuit at the moment in Jack Sock. Jack Sock's got a huge serve and a fantastic forehand. His backhand is terrible. So Grigor Dimitrov will look to expose that backhand quickly in this match. But if Jack Sock can counterpunch on the forehand side, I think he's got a puncher's chance here. And I do say a puncher's chance because Jack Sock's got one way of playing, and that's to be aggressive from the back of the court. He's not a player with any real subtleties in his game. He's just got a hammer of a forehand and a very quick serve. But Sock's form in the lead-up to this event has been pretty decent, in my opinion. Admittedly, maybe suffered a slight hangover following his win in Houston on the clay, but this is his favourite surface. He's admitted that publicly as well. Won in Houston, beating Sam Querrey in the final before losing out to Joe Wilfred Tsonga in Madrid. Then a couple of first-round defeats in Rome against Gilles Simon. No disgrace in that, really. And Dusan Lajovic beat him in Nice. Those were 2 3-set matches, so he was getting into those games. This is his favoured surface. I think he can cause a shock against Grigor Dimitrov, who isn't playing his best tennis at the moment. So I think Jack Sock is overpriced, in my opinion, at 5-2 in the betting there.
Okay, would you just play him on the outright, or you get greedy and try and put some set scores on it or anything?
It's a shame we've not got handicap markets, in all honesty, because I'd be looking at Sock definitely to take a set. And I think if people expect Dimitrov to win this set, I don't expect it to be 3-love Dimitrov. So I'd be playing 3-1 or 3-2 on Dimitrov's side. But I can see this being a 5-setter. I'd have my main stake, the majority of my stake, on Jack Sock to win it at 5-2. But I'd play the 5-setter at 11-4 as well. I think that's definitely worth a play at that sort of price, in my opinion. I think the 5-setters could easily go 5 sets this at 11-4.
Okay.
Dimitrov, by the way, as well, everyone thinks about this guy as an emerging talent and a guy that makes huge waves in slams. He's 5-15 in Grand Slams against players inside the top 50. Jack Sock's ranked 37th in the world. 5-15 is not a good record. 1-5, lost 15 against top 50 players. Needs to improve that percentage considerably. Obviously, the one big result he had against the top 50 player was last year in that Wimbledon quarterfinal against Andy Murray. But levels dipped slightly this season. He's getting back on track, Dimitrov, but this is Jack Sock's favourite surface, not Dimitrov's, and I think Sock can cause a shock.
Okay. Puncher's chance, you said, yeah?
Puncher's chance, yeah. That's it.
Tennis has changed. Stamping on throats and puncher's chance.
It's aggressive nowadays. Game. It's aggressive nowadays. Big guys, these guys.
Yeah. let's move on to Wednesday's games. You've picked out two for us there as well, starting with Thanasi Kokkinakis against Bernard Tomic. Kokkinakis is 4-7. Tomic is 5-4. How do you see that one going, Dave?
I like Thanasi Kokkinakis here to beat Bernard Tomic. I like the odds at 4-7. This is an all-Australian battle, and the Aussies getting quite worked up about this. You'll see in the Australian press a lot of people talking about this matchup. Kokkinakis has been playing with Andy Murray, working with Andy Murray. He tends to do that, Murray. He takes the younger players under his wing, and he's. I think he's learning a lot from working with Andy Murray, in all honesty, Athanasi Kokkinakis. And this is an ideal opportunity to beat Bernard Tomic, because Tomic has been suffering with a virus, and that's taken it out of him. He mentioned after his first round match against the Italian Luca Vanni, a match that he won in four sets, that he was struggling with the illness and finding it hard to raise his energy levels. Fatigue was definitely setting in with Bernard Tomic in that first round match, and I don't think he'll be over this. 48 hours probably not enough to get him back on track. Athanasi Kokkinakis beat Nicolas Basilashvili in the first round in four sets. They've played twice, these two. Tomic beat him in Brisbane 7-6, 6-1. Tomic beat him then at Indian Wells 6-4, 4-6, 6-4. But Kokkinakis getting closer in every match. This is Kokkinakis' surface as well. Likes playing on the clay. Bernard Tomic doesn't like playing on the clay. I think it restricts his movement slightly, which is Tomic's hallmark, is his ability to move around the court. This sort of surface doesn't suit him as well as, say, the grass at Wimbledon does. So I think Kokkinakis comes through this matchup against Bernard Tomic. Kokkinakis has been playing fantastically well on the clay as well, admittedly in lesser events. Won an event in Bordeaux, a challenger event last week, beat Timo de Backer in the final, came through against some established clay court performers, but those clay court performers that aren't in the top level of ATP tennis. Again, in Madrid, beat Matteo Viola and Janko Tipsarevic before falling to Sam Querrey. Had a couple of good results in Istanbul on the clay as well. So we've got two youngsters here. Bernard Tomic, more of a household name, against Athanasi Kokkinakis, who's only 19 years old. All Aussie battle. Kokkinakis to come out on top on his favoured surface, with Tomic slightly under the weather. So I like the 4-7 there.
Okay. Big prize for the winner as well. They're likely to face Novak Djokovic in the next round.
Yes. Yeah, they're going to get pummeled by Novak Djokovic in the... That's hardly a prize, is it? It's more like a booby prize. Here you go, here's Novak Djokovic, try your best, and you'll still get beat in straight sets.
It's those games that you want, though, isn't it? You want to try yourself.
I'm being slightly facetious there.
Yeah. Grow
mischievous.
Up,
Dave. Sorry, Mark. But Kokkinakis, I think, good price at 4-7 to beat Bernard Tomic. Tomic is underachieved in his career so far. He's suffered so badly with injury. This virus has come at just the wrong time, just where he's getting over his physical ailments. And by that I mean his injuries to his body, rather than this virus that's going around now that he's picked up. It's been tough for Tomic recently. Kokkinakis, on the upgrade, beats him.
Okay. The final game we're going to look at is Fabio Fognini against Benoit Paire. Fognini is 2-7, Paire is 5-2. So again, very lopsided betting. I've used the phrase already, but it's the same story.
Yeah, and this one I think Fabio Fognini wins. I mean, we had that 2-7, 5-2 earlier. I think Fabio Fognini wins this match comprehensively. I think the 2-7 is actually a good price for Fabio Fognini. Can see him making a little bit of a run here, Fabio Fognini. Last 4 years at the French Open, he's made at least the third round in each of those 4 years. I think this is going to be exactly the same. I think he definitely makes the third round here. Came through in his first round match 6-3, 6-2, 6-2 against Tatsuma Ito, the Japanese. Benoit Paire beat Gasto Elias in his first round, but that was a five-setter, grueling five-setter. Fabio Fognini comes into this more fresh than Benoit Paire. 2-7 is a good price. I see him making a run. You look at his draw, he's up in that third quarter, so the top half of the bottom half, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
And Kai Nishikori is in that quarter as well, so I can see him getting into that quarter final to take on Kai Nishikori. It'd be a fantastic battle. Fabio Fognini's favourite surface, obviously the clay. He's played well this year as well, Fabio Fognini. You look at his recent record, maybe slightly underachieved on the clay, but got a couple of good results. Santiago Giraldo beat him in Madrid before falling to Grigor Dimitrov, but then got revenge against Dimitrov in Rome. This is undoubtedly, unquestionably, the only opportunity he's got of going into the second week of a slam this season, in my opinion, Fabio Fognini. So I think he takes advantage of Benoit Paire, and he's achieved this the last 4 years at Roland Garros, making it through to the third round. this year will be no different. Benoit Paire's best ever finish here is the second round, and I think he'll get stopped at this point. Again, you look at his recent record, Benoit Paire, it's not exceptional by any stretch of the imagination. He's overmatched against Fabio Fognini. Got beat by Juan Monaco a couple of weeks ago in Nice, Benoit Paire. Prior to that, Diego Schwartzman had beaten him, the Argentine, and Denis Istomin beat him in Istanbul in the first round. So bad losses, really, for Benoit Paire, and I think Fabio Fognini wipes the floor with him on Wednesday.
Straight set victory?
Yeah, I think so. I think 3-0 at 11-8 is the way I'd play it. Slightly more adventurous, maybe throw a pair a set, and 3-1 at 13-5. But I like the double, those two matches that I've mentioned on Wednesday's card. Thanasi Kokkinakis and Fabio Fognini, both to win.
Yeah, marginally better than even money.
I like that a lot. I think you'd double your money there.
Good. Like it. Well done, Dave.
Thank you very much. And, I've not won yet, but I appreciate that in advance.
Yeah. Oh, I'm already making my way to the counter. thanks, Dave, and enjoy it.
Thank you, Matty.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.